A young man by the name of Francesco Bernardoni prayed before a wooden crucifix in the little church of San Damiano in Assisi. To his undying amazement, the figure on the crucifix spoke to him. "Francis, go and repair my church, which, as you see, is falling into ruins." This mission to build the church from within is the mission of every Franciscan. It is, therefore, an even greater responsibility for the Franciscan bishops and cardinals, assembled, together with the three Franciscan ministers general, in Assisi this week. Although in their own chapter of Mass to celebrate the 800th anniversary of the conversion of St. Francis, Bishop William Slattery of Kokstad, South Africa, says more about this important event.
"We are to arrive on the 18th in Assisi, a meeting with the Minister General and the friars there, Franciscan bishops from all over the world. There's over 100 of us, with a number of cardinals as well, including Cardinal Wilfred Napier, who is a Franciscan. He's the cardinal of the church here in South Africa."
Really, it's like a chapter of Mass for bishops.
It's like a chapter of Mass for bishops, exactly. That's what it's like. And the chapters of Mass are not famous for having agenda. And this thing does not have an agenda as such, but it has a very strong memory, if you like. It's remembering the 800 years of the Franciscan rule, when Francis first came to the church, you know, with his basic ideas, his enthusiasm, his desire to commit himself totally to Christ. He went to Pope Innocent III, and after a certain amount of hesitation, which is not unknown among bishops, the Pope reflected on this and granted him then the verbal approval of his rule. And this was very important for the Franciscan rule, because a few years later, the Lateran Council, I was afraid of the many new religious groups arising all over Europe, many of them without any ecclesiastical or church guidance or advice, and were, some of them were straying away from the pure gospel life. And the Lateran Council then brought out a decree that no new religious rules would be approved in the church. Any new religious group must take a pre-existing rule. So when Francis went back with his written rule to Pope Honorius III, he immediately had it approved on the strength of the fact that in 1209, verbally, Pope Innocent III had already approved the Franciscan rule prior to the Lateran Council.
And of course, the beauty about a chapter of Mass was that the idea of it really was because Francis just wanted to be with all the friars. And as you might be bishops and a couple of cardinals, but you're still Franciscans and you're just having the opportunity to get together.
Very, very true. And it is very important, because also the spirituality of St. Francis is so important for today, and it's so important for the whole church today, and it's so important for bishops today. You know, it is a spirituality of minority, of service, of humble service in the church. And by going back as bishops to the rule of St. Francis, to the place of St. Francis, to the life of St. Francis, and meeting him again with his friars in Assisi, we hope to touch in once more to that original calling that brought us to serve the church. So I think it is a wonderful opportunity for personal renewal, but also renewal for bishops who have a particular calling in the church at the service of God's people. In a world today which respects authority only insofar, in many cases, only insofar as it is at the service of the people. So the spirit of St. Francis, I think, is very important. And also coming from Africa, You know, many times when I'm in Assisi, I really feel so close to the world I know here in rural dioceses in South Africa, the world of villages and of dust roads, of preaching the gospel, of sharing the word of God, of meeting with the ordinary people. I mean, in our diocese alone here in South Africa, we have over 30% HIV positivity. And we have to put a tremendous amount of work in serving people who are, if you like, modern-day lepers, at least in the sense that they suffer from a disease regarding which many people are afraid and refuse to recognize or even help people. So the Spirit of St. Francis is a tremendous challenge to us bishops today to live out our Franciscan calling.
The thing is as well, at San Damiano, when Francis was told by the crucified to build the church, that building of the church from the inside is the special vocation of every Franciscan. So, yes. As a Franciscan bishop, you've got a double vocation.
Yes, that is true. And as well as that, you see, I am a missionary bishop coming from Ireland originally. I mean, I'm here 37 years now. And the Franciscan order was the first great missionary order in the church. And in fact, the Franciscan rule, which we are celebrating, that rule is the first rule of a religious order to have a specific chapter dealing with missionary work. So, yes, you are right. We have a double, if not a triple, vocation to the church, to the missionary call, and to the Franciscan call, yes.
Only you, San Damiano, far from here but close to home. I want you to go. Same as me, I want you to know all I see, all corners of the world, a message to be heard with heart and soul, heart and soul.
Close to